Hello, this is Evie Burke of One Insight Closer and creator of this Keep in Touch program that you are enrolled in. And welcome to Module 4, titled Reconnecting. Now, this module primarily covers warm letters. And I'm going to be covering three things about warm letters. I'm going to be defining what a warm letter is in this introduction to the module. Then we're going to talk about using them as a first touch, which is really what the module is primarily about. And then we'll talk a little bit about how you can modify a warm letter to make it a personalized newsletter, which is one of those keep in touch strategies that we talked about in the previous module. All right, so let's dive in with talking about what a warm letter is. So if you're unfamiliar with the term, it might sound a little confusing, but think of the difference between a warm call and a cold call. So a cold call is a phone call that you're making to somebody that you don't know, somebody that doesn't know you, and they're generally uncomfortable, whether you're making the phone call or on the receiving end. And I don't advocate for cold calls, so we're not going to cover those, but it's important to know what they are. A warm call, on the other hand, is a call or a phone call that you're making to somebody who knows you, who has a general idea about what you're doing, or at least knows who you are probably when they pick up the phone and you introduce themselves. You might have to, depending on the relationship, you might have to reignite their memory, but you know they know who you are and it doesn't feel odd that you're reaching out to them. All right. So a warm letter is similar to a warm call, only you're sending a physical piece of paper, preferably, through the mail to them. And the module outlines how to write a warm letter. Okay? So now for point two here, a little bit more about sending them as a first touch. So in the module, I recommend that you do a reverse call to action at the end of the warm letter, which is where you tell them, hey, I would love to find out more about what's going on for you right now. I'm going to give you a call on Wednesday afternoon. All right, so you are telling them, I'm going to call you. That's a reverse call to action. You're not asking them to do anything. You're going to call them because you want to reignite or restart this business relationship off on the right foot. So you want to get to know what they're doing again, what's going on for them. And in the next module, we'll talk a little bit more about what that phone call might look like, okay? So as part of this, because you're going to be doing a reverse call to action, you do not want to be sending 50 warm letters out at a time because then you're committing yourself to making 50 phone calls in the next 7 to 10 days. And I don't know about you, but that would completely overwhelm me. So I recommend avoiding overwhelm if possible and sending out something that's more manageable. So anywhere from 5 to 15, 10 seems to be a good number for most people to start with. So pick a number that works for you and then play with it. And then send, the first batch out to your A's until you get all your A's, and then go into your B's, and then go into your C's. All right. This is a great way, though, to reconnect with those people that you haven't talked to for a little bit. It gives them a way to get to know you again, to know what's going on with you, and for you to make any announcements. And that's all laid out in the module. All right. So now, a little bit about sending it as a personalized newsletter, which isn't touched on very much in this module, but is something to keep in mind. So you can easily keep the general format of the warm letter as it's outlined and instead use it to announce something new. You can use it to share something that's going on in your business. You can use it to share a client success story. Something that is going to remind them who you are and how you help people. So because now as you're sending this out as a personalized newsletter, you might not have the reverse call to action because they're in your Keep in Touch system. You know when you're going to be making those phone calls. So here maybe instead of saying, I'll be calling you, you could say, if you want some more information about that, or if you want to sign up for that, you know, email me here. Here's a website to go check out. You can ask them to share it with somebody else. And again, here's an email or a website for them to share. And another thing you can do, especially if you're announcing something new, is to follow it up, you know, a week or so later with an item of interest or an item of value. And that was also in the previous module as part of your keep in touch strategy. So again, that can be an article that you've written, something you found, something else you think they'll find interesting and valuable that kind of highlights what you're doing or what you announced or shared with them. Okay, and something else you can do with a personalized newsletter is share something fun. So you could share a fun story that happened in your life. You could share a fun story that happened in your business. You know, it doesn't have to be all business all the time because you are creating these business relationships with people, but you can share a bit about your personal life. Now, one thing I do want to say is if, you know, in Referral of a Lifetime, it talked about being, you know, business, relational, business, relational. If you're somebody where they're going out to people and you're in more of the business vein, then sharing something fun might not feel natural to you, in which case don't do it. That's okay. If you are somebody who is very personable and that's the type of relationship you have with them, then yeah, share something fun. But again, don't try to pour yourself into somebody else's mold. Decide what works best for you and share that, you know, do that. And if you have questions about how to do that or questions about anything else in this module, bring those to our Q&A calls. If you are a VIP or a private client, bring those to our personal calls if you'd like. And if you are a private client, then as you map out your warm letter, feel free to send me the first draft, the first or second draft, and have me look over it. And I'm happy to offer any feedback or suggestions on those if you are a private client. And if you're not a private client but are interested in learning more about how to become a private client, shoot me an email and we can talk about it. All right? So have a wonderful day and bring any questions that you have to our Q&A call or our private calls if you are somebody who has private calls. I look forward to talking with you next week.